There remains a divide in Barbados this morning on last night's announcement of a form of lockdown because of the spread of the coronavirus in Barbados. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, better known as BAMP, is all for the move, which the Prime Minister is calling a pause in national business activity. Epidemiologist and President Dr. Linda Williams says that especially with the UK variant here, this action is needed.
Nobody wants to be in a position where you have to lock down a country, where you have to stop economic activity to some extent. But we recognize that at this time, a circuit breaker is needed. We need something to stop the cycle of increasing numbers of people infected and increasing deaths.
However, head of the Private Sector Association of Barbados, Ed Clark, has a different view.
David, our position in private sector is that we do not see a need for a lockdown, but we will support government in the efforts to try and control the virus. And this decision has been made. And once it has been made, we will continue to work with government and the medical profession to try and do what needs to be done. Our recommendations, we made a number of recommendations to government over the last week. And some of them have been taken up. Obviously, they felt that those weren't going to be enough. We strongly believe that much more had to be done at the borders, and they have actually done something about it. And we also believe that the protocols had to be enforced. And there's still too much abuse of the protocols around Barbados. And the issue in Barbados is not the business houses and not the supermarkets and so on that's creating the virus spread. The business in Barbados of creating virus spread is in the communities. So our position is we have done everything we can possible and continue to do that in the business sector. And the issue of policing and enforcing the use of masks should have been done. And it is now being done, and enforcing people in crowds in rural area and urban collection points to wear masks, and those are some of the things that we wanted to see done better.
You have to measure the success of any intervention that you take, and we, like him, are waiting to hear how those measurements will take place and what measures will be used to determine the criteria. At BAMP, we have put forward a proposal to the government as to what metrics we would like to see measured. The final decisions are in the hands of those who govern, just like the final decisions as to which measures and which specific measures are taken are in the hands of those who govern. But in terms of, we just needed to apply stricter guidelines and so forth. The issue is that the COVID monitoring unit and whatever team, whether you use the police or whatever, cannot be everywhere at every time to ensure that compliance is reached within businesses, within whatever. And I agree with him. It is wherever people gather. But if we look at what is being done even in other countries and in other regions, wherever people gather, so whether they're congregating in a shop, in a business, in whatever, in communities, that's why the stay-at-home measures, as well as the restrictions on gathering and the restrictions on movement, work together. And you only get to this stage where you actually pull back, right? Where you pull back on that level of activity to this stage, then you are very concerned that the transmission rate is going to outstrip your resources. Can I add, David, that we are also very concerned about the economic fallout, because obviously economic fallout impacts health as well. And so we are agreeing that we want Barbadians to cooperate so that this does not have to be a protracted period of time. We also want Barbadians to help each other to get back to that community spirit where we share what we have with each other. If you have mangoes and I have breadfruits, we share. Okay, and if we can go back to adopting families and helping those who are less fortunate around us, we need to do that too. We also want to see some helplines established for the vulnerable in each community, because economic vulnerability also leads to health challenges. And, we want to be able to see that everybody who needs economic help and who needs food and who needs all these things impact health as well. And so we do understand that the from an economic point of view, that this has to be a very well and thought out and measured position.
That's the president of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. We also heard from Ed Clark of the Barbados Private Sector Association on SAGICOR's early business.